I'm here on the steps of Duckingfield Town Hall in Tameside, where the count is now underway, where Labour faces the threat of losing overall control of the council for the first time in almost 50 years. The party's under pressure from both Reform and the Greens, while fallout from the Trigger Matimba's WhatsApp scandal continues to be felt. The leaked offensive messages ultimately cost Labour's Denton MP Andrew Gwynn his job, while 9 Tameside Labour councillors were suspended, some later expelled or resigning. That's weakened Labour's majority. They only need to win 5 of the 19 seats being contested to retain control. But early polling suggests they might not win any. Back to you in the studio.
And back in the studio, reflecting on last Thursday night's historic election result, that's almost exactly what unfolded. The Reform wins just kept on coming and coming and coming. Drosden West, Denton South, Hyde Godley. Ward after Tameside ward turned turquoise, and the ruling Labour Party lost overall control of Tameside Council for the first time in almost 50 years. You have to go all the way back to 1979 for the last time that Labour didn't have a controlling majority. It was a picture replicated, as predicted, across the north and, for that matter, at council elections across England. For Labour in Tameside, it wasn't simply the rise of Reform and the Greens, the Trigger Me Timbers WhatsApp fallout, but the message had been loud and clear on the doorstep. Keir Starmer and policies that were too difficult to defend were the real problem. Big names and long-serving Labour councillors were swept away by a turquoise tsunami as the Reform tide travelled across the borough. Tameside Civic Mayor Councillor Shibley Allam, who made history last May when she became the first woman born in Bangladesh to be a mayor, not only of Tameside but of any authority in the north of England, was the first big casualty of the night, losing her Hyde Wirneth seat to Reform's Christopher Stone. John Taylor, who had been the Labour councillor for Duckingfield since 1984, lost his seat. Drosden East councillor Susan Quinn lost her seat to Reform after almost 30 years' service to the ward. Duckingfield Stalybridge councillor Dave Sweeten, who had served the ward for a quarter of a century, saw his seat go to Reform too. Peter Robinson, who had served Hyde Newton for even longer, also saw his seat swallowed up by Farage's party. Former council leader Brenda Warrington, first elected in 2002, was out, as was Ashton St Michael's Labour councillor Bill Fairfowl, a former deputy leader of the council and who had been a Labour councillor for 16 years. Former Mayor Betty Affleck, first elected in 2015, also lost her seat. Tameside's first Muslim and ethnic minority mayor, Taf Sharif, lost her Mosley seat. And so it went on and on. Although the polls didn't get it all right, Labour did win one seat in Ashton St Peter's, but that went to a new councillor and wasn't enough to save the old guard. As the count unfolded and the picture became clear, we asked Tameside Council leader Eleanor Wills what had gone wrong for the Labour Party locally and nationally.
Yeah, it's really interesting considering this evening and exactly that question, to be honest, Nigel. I think for us in Tameside, it's been evident that this hasn't been a Tameside decision-making ballot, unfortunately. When I look across the board at the hard-working councillors that we've now lost or lost chance of gaining, I feel very sad. You know, I'd actually like to pay personal tribute to how hardworking they all are. We've got hundreds of years' worth of experience within our council membership. So to see us lose that breadth of heart and passion and experience for the community is a significant loss for Tameside, not just for me as Labour leader here.
How difficult does it make life in terms of making policies and getting things through ultimately?
And I think that's the frustration for me, as still a relatively new leader. The last year and a half have been able to do some really great things in terms of creating a town centre regeneration plan for every town, putting investment into the town hall, commitment to building a pool in Ashton, not to mention all the civic pride stuff that we're doing, the free car park in 2 hours. It's going to slow progress down, is my view, unfortunately. And yeah, that's disappointing given that progress over the last year and a half, I think we've accelerated.
What happens next? What do you do? What do you think needs to happen, really, at a national government level to make things change?
Well, I think it's just that, isn't it? I think national government needs to look at the countrywide results and reflect that and represent maybe some understanding of feeling that people have expressed this evening.
Former Tameside Council Labour leader Jake Cooney, now sitting as an independent, told us Keir Starmer just had to go.
Where's it actually gone wrong for Labour as a former Labour man yourself?
Well, do you know, and I'm still on. I'm still within the Labour and trade union movement, and I'm still working at the National Pensioners Committee with Unite. Do you know, it's gone wrong because of national government. What's happening here in Tameside tonight is a disaster. Many good councillors are going to lose their job tonight because what's happening nationally. And this Labour government, this the same situation here is happening in Newcastle and in Reading and in Bristol and Brighton. I said, because the policies of a national Labour government, that's got to change. As of tomorrow, people have got to decide whether we carry on going forward with Keir Starmer or we change. And I do believe that the change has got to happen. It's got to look at itself and it's got to start giving dealing with working class people in a proper manner, recognising it's working class people put Labour there. Then don't walk away from them the day you become into power. And that's what working class people see. And what they are saying is they're listening to a message from Reform or whoever it is, and they're going with that. They're saying that they're liking that. Do you know, pensioners this month now, if you're on a state pension and you're on your own, you're now paying tax. That can't be right. We didn't raise the tax threshold, which allowed pensioners to keep all their money. So what the state's given them as a minimum, we're now taking some of it back. That's not right. Why aren't people voting Labour? That's why. Because why aren't we taxing the top 1%? The rest of the country would be dead happy with that.
So you would say Sir Keir Starmer has to go?
To my mind, yeah, of course he has. But not just Keir Starmer. All those around him, they're advising him that this is the route he should have gone. You can't do that. You can't have a majority that Labour had and then become that unpopular within 2 years. That's because the policy you're delivering. I go back, as I say, I can remember Harold Wilson's government, you know, Jim Callaghan's and all them, I can do that, you know what I mean? Harold Wilson, you know, he had a bit about him, but he looked, he delivered on housing and everything. We have homelessness, massive as it is, because no one's bothering to build social housing. We have people living in poverty because they can't turn on the heating because we're taxing the pension. Do you know what I mean? You can't carry on doing that. And you've got to start looking in and say, who's elected me? Why have they elected me? And then look at that. Because what out there is the people are saying, I put you in 2 years ago, I can't wait to get you out.
Labour councillor Bill Fairfowl, once a deputy leader of Tameside Council, reflected on his 16 years as a councillor for Ashton St Michael's, having lost his seat to Reform.
I've enjoyed every moment of it, and it's been an honour to serve the people of St Michael's. Met so many people, so many different people. I just think it's been fabulous, and it's been a true honour to have served them, which I think I've done in the best of my ability, yeah.
And you also became deputy leader of Tameside Council for a spell?
Yeah, I mean, that was it was unintended, but the opportunity came up, and I took it, and for a short time, then I was deputy leader of the council. Yeah, another fantastic honour, which I'm quite proud of. And, you know, we all take some decisions, sometimes good, sometimes decisions you have to take, which are not popular, but it gave me a look at that level. And I think, again, I just did what I thought was right, and it was done that sort of trying the best of my ability all the way through.
Now, you're defending your seat.
I am.
Do you think it's come at the worst possible time in terms of you're up against Reform, the Greens, been the trigger with Timbers?
Yeah, it's all that. The national situation, I would say, is probably in Ashton, is probably hit us a little bit harder than the, you know, the WhatsApp group. But we just have to try and deal with it. And what we tried to do was basically to say, just carry on representing the public as vocally as you can do, you know, listening to them and hopefully, you know, answering, you know, getting these people what they actually want and what they need, because there's a lot of there's a lot of deprivation in Tameside. A lot of there's just little things like retaining open spaces, and you know, so precious really, because it's such a built-up area, and some of these young kids, they don't even leave Tameside. You know, they don't even go on holiday. So, you know, recognising all that, you know, we try and do our best to you know, to facilitate all that. So I think the reform steam train has come in, and it stops at St Michael's, and there wasn't really too much I could do about it. Onwards and upwards to the next venture.
Do you blame sort of the National Labour Party for this? And how's it gone so wrong for a Labour government as well within such a short space of time?
Yeah, it's not just the Labour government, but it wasn't too long ago that we had 51 councillors on this council. So tomorrow's going to be a very interesting day if that pattern is spread across all the wards. You know, we've got to respond to it. And I really do hope national government responds to it as well, because some of the decisions that we've had to defend on the doorsteps are very, very difficult, especially those around some of our older generation, which actually are core voters in many, many instances.
If this is replicated across the north and the country, is it inevitable that Labour will have to change from the very top?
I'm not going to call for change at the top, but something that individual change, but something has to be different. You can't keep on doing the same things. Now, that inevitably might mean a change of personnel, but that really needs to be a decision really for the Labour government, because if we don't do that, then we won't be a Labour government for very much longer.
Sharon Barker was the first to win a seat for Reform on the night, taking Droylsden West, beating long-serving councillor Anne Holland, who was first elected for Labour back in 1989, although she'd recently become an independent. Sharon told us how proud she was and why she joined the Reform Party.
I've been a member for 2.5 years, and I joined just because of the state of the country, really. And I've got a little boy, and I don't want to see him struggling when he's older, and felt I needed to do something about it. So I joined Reform, become a member, helped Rob with the general election, and just carried on. And I'm proud. I'd say I'm proud.
And what do you hope to bring to Droylsden?
It is a deprived area, and I want to bring a town council back to Droylsden and give the people the voices back.
And what was the appeal of Reform to you?
It's just aligned with a lot of things that I believe in and feel.
Did you ever support Labour in the past?
Years and years ago, yeah. As a family, we were Labour voters as a family, yeah.
Because, I mean, Droylsden has, you know.
Oh, it was a big Labour stronghold. Yeah, everyone were Labour voters in Droylsden.
Would you say that Labour locally has kind of imploded? Trigger Matimba's WhatsApp scandal, Labour councillors just quitting the party.
Constant scandals, isn't it? And people are just fed up of it and want something better, want a change, and we're here to make that change.
Jake Frater claimed the seat of Duckingfield's Staley Bridge for Reform, unseating long-serving Labour councillor Dave Sweeten, and told us how coordinated and focused Reform had been to win in Tameside.
So I've been with Reform now for a little over 12 months. Not been interested in local politics before that at all. The appeal of Reform is when I first went to my local branch meeting, I understood the level of expectation from the branch chair, the amount of experience that people have got within that branch, scattered between the candidates as well, knowing that I'm going to have to compete with that, and I'm very happy to compete with that, and that's exactly why I'm still here now. My experience is working with small, medium businesses, help them get funding, helping them grow. I've done that across Greater Manchester as well. I've negotiated multi-million pound contracts, hoping that I can use that sort of experience within the council to really help us progress. We want to hit the ground running. And I think with the candidates that we've got, not just myself, but the rest of the candidates, I really do think we're going to be able to do that.
Okay, for the experience you've got, you actually seem remarkably young. Do you mind if I ask how old you are?
I've got, I'm 36 years old.
And does Reform across Tameside have pretty relatively young candidates?
Yes, yeah, we do. So we've got young candidates. We're also planning for the future as well. We've got a wealth of talent, an absolute wealth of talent. And I am, just to say excited is a massive understatement. I'm really looking forward to working with every other candidate and councillor that comes through today and really gelling them together, bringing them together, creating the team that I know that we can be. Because I've really been focused on my local issues. I do think, scattered up and down the country, all of the councils that we're going to take control of, all the councillors that we're going to have by tomorrow morning, collectively, we're going to do great things locally, and in turn, nationally, that is going to create such a massive difference. But it's all stemming, concentrating on local issues first.
Even if you won all 19 seats tonight, yep. you wouldn't have a majority. That's you wouldn't correct. Be a majority party, even though you might find yourself sort of working in collaboration with other parties, maybe?
Yeah, I'll be honest, it's not something that we have discussed. It's not in our plans to do. And the reason for that is we're very, very focused on what reform itself can bring. We're already planning for the future for next year. So we've not gone into tonight's elections, just purely focusing on tonight's candidates. We've got great people already set up for next year as well.
And on the doorstep,
yes.
When you go around campaigning and listening to mm-hmm. residents, what's their main message to you? What do they want to see in Tameside?
Transparency and honesty. That is the two things that I can guarantee. I probably hit about 75% of everybody I've spoken to. That are the two things that they've not had for a long, long time. And I believe, and I know, we are going to give the residents of Tameside that transparency and honesty as well.
Award-winning Tameside businesswoman Emma Jones stood as an independent in Ashton Waterloo. She didn't win on the night, but told us why she would stand again despite a hostile campaign, and dismissed allegations that she had been a Labour plant deliberately placed in the ward to deflect votes from other parties.
You are a business owner and funeral director.
I am, yes.
In Tameside. You're very well known in the borough for all the community work you do. And the last sort of charity work you were doing was white-collar boxing.
Yes.
So why on earth do you want to stand as an independent councillor? And is it actually, has the experience been more bruising than the boxing match?
It definitely has been more bruising. There's been a lot of allegations against me, but I've held my head high because I know the truth. So obviously being a funeral director, they play a pivotal role in the community, caring for the funds. I'm actively involved in many, many community and charity events across Tameside and in Waterloo. And when I was looking at, obviously, local politics and how toxic it is, it just felt like a bit of a no-brainer to put myself forward as a true independent.
Really?
Yes.
To put yourself into the toxic mix. People are saying that it's been the sort of the worst election, particularly online, in terms of abuse. There have been allegations of racial attacks, even physical ones.
Yeah.
And these have gone on to the police. So how have you found it? Why on earth would you do it to yourself?
Yeah, so obviously I announced it was 4 weeks yesterday, so I was quite late at announcing. But I've obviously been thinking and planning with it for a while with my family and friends. Once I did announce, I did receive quite a lot of online keyboard warrior attacks, but I didn't rise to it, and it just proved my point, which is why we need an independent, something new and with new ideas for Waterloo.
And one of the allegations is that there are a number of independents who are standing across different wards that actually they're just Labour plants,
right,
with the idea that you will divert votes away from other parties, perhaps to Labour, or that perhaps if you won, you would be a Labour sympathiser.
No, absolutely not. I'm standing as a true independent. I'll always be an independent, never affiliated with any political party at all, because that's not who I am.
And if you won tonight, what would you do as a local councillor for the ward of Ashton Waterloo?
Lots of people have approached me about obviously just bringing back the local connections of how it used to be when communities look out for each other, setting up neighbourhood watches in dividing Waterloo, bringing everyone together so that everyone is a tight-knit community working together. I've loved the journey. I've never been into politics before, but the last 4 weeks, it's been a real journey. Learned lots of new stuff, and it's given me a real fire in my belly.
Okay, so if you win or not, will you stand again?
Absolutely.
The Greens didn't make the breakthrough they'd hoped for, but Ashton Waterloo Green candidate Lee Huntbatch said they had still enjoyed one of their most successful nights. Lee was Tameside's only Green councillor before losing his Waterloo seat, but was back for another go, with the party locally enjoying the boost that Green MP Hannah Spencer's win in the Denton and Gorton by-election had brought them.
Told the people on the doors, had some great feedback, and some feedback that kind of reflects the national news, and some people love Fat Polanski, some people really don't. He's really my mate. I love him. But having said that, I can't say to people, this is a local election. We don't whip our councillors, our politicians. Now, having said that, I'm happy with the national policies by and large. So we've been really ambitious this time. We maybe overstretch ourselves. We've The surgeon support has also brought, obviously, a surgeon membership, but it's quite recent, and getting those members active is the thing. It's okay having, you know, over 200,000 new members, but you need to get them out there on the streets.
And do you think on the back of Hannah's win in Denton, the first Green MP for the North, is there sort of a groundswell of support for the Greens, have you found across Tameside?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, a lot of our new members have been since Hannah won. So you're talking about the last 2 months, February, end of February, March, you have another groundswell, another surge. We know, obviously, there's going to be a reform charge, but I think we're in the best position to challenge it.
The Tories were defending two seats, Stalybridge South and Ashton-Hurst, but both were lost to Reform UK, leaving the Conservatives with just 5 seats. Labour slumped to 25 seats, losing overall control of the council for the first time since 1979, having needed a minimum 29 seats to retain control. Reform rise to become the official opposition, leaping from just 1 seat to 19. The Tories have 5, with 8 councillors sitting as independents. What happens next? Ironically, those councillors expelled in the wake of the Trichamy Timbers WhatsApp scandal, and councillors who quit Labour but sit as independents, but who still retain traditional Labour values, will all hold the key to helping the Labour Party in Tameside stay in control. Expect plenty of discussions and deals going on behind closed doors right now.